Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Welcome, and thank you for listening. I know you could be doing something else other than listening to this radio program, but I thank you so much. Of course, you do have your three P's handy. What are the three P's, you ask? The three P's are your pen or pencil and paper. And perhaps I should say fourth P, a pad for writing. Today's lesson is going to be, well, what I'm going to talk about today, some of the prophecies of Zephaniah. And Zephaniah is found in the Old Testament. It's maybe three or four books before you get into the New Testament. Zephaniah is spelled Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H. And I'm going to start reading from chapter 2, verse 14. So let's go. I'm going to read as much of this as I possibly can for you. Okay, chapter 2, verse 14. The herd shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both pelican and the griffin, those are birds with webbed feet, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillows. Her voice shall sing in the window. Desolation shall be at a threshold. The threshold is like a doorway entrance. For he will lay bare. Lay bare means to uncover the cedar works. This is the rejoicing city that dwelleth securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none besides me, and has come to a desolation. A desolation is like a wasteland, a place for beasts to lie down. Everyone who passes by her shall hiss. And that's like, a hiss is like an expression of awe. Ooh, look at that, you know. Shall hiss and shake their fists. The wickedness of Jerusalem. Chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious. And another Bible that I have, it doesn't say the word rebellious. It says filthy and polluted. Polluted in the other Bible is read as not pure. So let me just read it as it says in the other Bible. Just the first verse, chapter 3 of Zephaniah, verse 1. Woe to her who is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, another word for insolent is arrogant, and treacherous, another word for treacherous is dangerous. People. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have made the sanctuary unfit. They have done violence to the law. And you can find the laws that God gave in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter, I'll tell you that in a few moments. Chapter 5, verses 6 through 22. Deuteronomy is spelled D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. Chapter 5, verses 6 through 22. And the book of Exodus, Exodus is spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And this is where you will find God's law. Getting back to Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 5. The Lord is righteousness. He is in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning, he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame. Wow. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate and means empty, with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction. In my other Bible, instead of the word instruction, it says correction. So that her dwelling will not be cut off. Despite everything for which I punish her, but they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. A faithful remnant. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up and plunder. Plunder means to get the leftovers, pick out the leftovers. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation. Another word for indignation is anger. All my fierce anger, all the earth shall be devoured with fire, with the fire of my jealousy. But then I will restore the people a pure language, that they will, that they may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia is in Africa, my worshipers, the daughter of my despised ones, shall bring my offerings. In that day, you shall not be shamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress. Transgress means to be in violation of the law. Let me read that verse again. In which you transgress against me. For then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty. A haughty person is a proud person or an arrogant, walking high like they are above anyone else. In my holy mountain, I will leave you in the midst, a meek and humble people. A meek person, as well as humble, they are mild and gentle. And they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnants of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. And they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Joy in God's faithfulness. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness and will be quiet, and will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Another word for reproach is shame. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflicted. Afflict means oppressed you. I will save the lame and gather those who are driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they are put to shame. At that time I will bring you back. Even at that time I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I return you captives before your eyes, says the Lord. Now, that ends the reading of Zephaniah. And I don't know why that prophecy came to me, but it did. And we should take heed to it and go over it. Now, I'm going to read the book of Haggai. I'm going to read from the book of Haggai as much as I possibly can. And then I will end the program. The command to build God's house. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruin? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown or harvested much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to be put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but indeed it came too little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because my house that is in ruins, while every one of you run to your own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withholds the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I call for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil and on whatever the ground brings forth, on men, livestock, and on all the laborers and all the labor of your hands the people's obedience. Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Jehozadak, the highest priest, the high priest, with all the remnant people, obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the word of and the words of Haggai, the prophet, and the Lord their God had sent to him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the remnants of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, that would be June the 24th, in the second year of King Darius. Now, what I'm going to do, in case you may not know the Ten Commandments, I'm going to read those. And again, you can find those. Well, I'm going to go to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And these are the commandments. If you don't know God's laws, and there are other laws, but I'm just going to give you these Ten Commandments quickly. Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do not put your cell phone, your computer, your drugs, or whatever before God. God comes first. Number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, but serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities is sins of the father upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Keep my commandments. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So just don't misuse God's name. Don't curse. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. This day, a Saturday, is the Sabbath day. I don't know why. No, I think I do know why churches celebrate God's day on a Sunday instead of the Sabbath day as he has instructed. That is so that people can go out shopping and do their will. But this day, the Saturday, is the Sabbath day, and you are to do what? That's right. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall work and do all your work, but the seventh day of the Sabbath is the Lord's day, in that you shall do no work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your maid servants, or your male servants. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that there is, and rested the seventh day. So you know better than God. Rest on the seventh Sabbath day. Perhaps we should rethink what we are doing and start going perhaps to a church that is open on a Saturday. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, The word hallowed means holy. The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that the days, and this is a reward, that your days may be long on the land which the Lord thy God gives you. The sixth commandment is thou shalt not kill. God does not want you to shed innocent blood of the unborn. So, young women, old women, all of you, do not have abortions. You want to live. I certainly found that out. I want to live. I got sick a couple of years back, and I did everything I could to stay on this earth when you consider the alternative. The alternative meaning death. I don't know what death is, but the sixth commandment is thou shalt not kill. And certainly, I think you want to live, and your baby wants to live too. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. You know what adultery is. That's when a married person sleeps around with someone other than his or her spouse. So stop it. Enjoy that wife that you have. Enjoy that husband that you have. You know that there are all kinds of diseases going around in the world. In the book of Revelation, it says pestilence. Well, pestilence are all different types of diseases. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Don't take what doesn't belong to you. Number nine, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't tell a story. Don't tell a lie on your neighbor. Number ten, thou shalt not covet or be angry or envious of your neighbor's house. Thus thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his male servant or his maid servant, or anything that your neighbor has. I hope this lesson today has been a blessing to you. And I'm going to go back and ponder over it, because I had prepared another lesson for today. But for some strange reason, my Bible was accidentally turned to the book of Zephaniah, to the pages that I read. Closing prayer. Heavenly Father God, thank you for this day. Allow us to rejoice and be glad in it. Protect us, sheep and shepherds, from the evil one. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, amen, amen. And sheep, as always, wherever you go, take the Lord along with you. Take the Lord God along with you. There are other lords. So we want to make sure that we're talking about the Lord God. Take God along with you wherever you go. And if it's the good Lord's will, I'll be back to talk with you next. Heart. 'Cause Jesus
it down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Follow your soul wherever it leads.